a brown wolf. John Smith and his wife Mary lived in the mountains. Once John was in the forest and saw a dog, very hungry and tired. There were no villages around, and he decided to save the dog's life. He took the dog home, but the animal was so wild that didn't let Smith and his wife touch him. But he went after them to their house. Smith gave him some fresh meat and left him in the house. In the morning, he could not find the dog. In 2 days, he found the dog in the forest and brought him back home. But the dog ran away again, and it continued for a long time. At last the day came when the dog stayed in the house. He never let the people touch himself, but Smith and his wife liked him very much. They called him Wolf. Once a man appeared in their place. As soon as the dog saw him, he jumped towards the man. Smith noticed that the man knew the dog. "His name is not Wolf," he said. "It's Brown. This dog is my friend, my true friend." "Oh," cried Mary, "please don't take him away. We like the dog, and he likes us." "Are you sure he wants to stay with you?" asked the man. "Yes, of course," said Smith. "I'm sure of it." "Well," said the man, "I'll go away. If he wants to stay, let him stay. But if he wants to go with me, let him go." Smith and his wife agreed. The man walked away, and Wolf ran after him and tried to stop him. But the man did not stop, and the dog ran back to Smith and Mary. He wanted to be with them and with the man. Mary looked at her husband and smiled. She was happy that their wolf came back. But the dog stood for a while and suddenly ran after the man. He ran quicker and quicker and never turned his head. That's all.